You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, and the king, Scott Angle, I am Greg Sussman, here with you on a wild day around the NFL. What's going on, Corey?
Hey, what's going on, Greg? Well, like you said, another blow for fantasy owners yesterday. This is a season where it looks like the person that, you know, can deal with the injury situations the best, you know, is going to be able to be the victor. But we cannot give up. We got to keep pushing and fighting. It's next man up strategy. You know what I'm saying? That's next man up lifestyle. You feel what I'm saying? So time to hit the waiver wire, try to figure these things out for some of our pieces. I know you, the Deshaun Watson owners, are sitting pretty. These are the dudes that are 7-1. These are the teams that are 6-2. Some of these teams are 8-0. You know what I mean? These teams are headed to the playoffs, but these teams do not have their main weapon. So once again, your 12-team league is wide open.
It's crazy. It's amazing how much can change in just one injury, Scotty. Right?
24 hours.
Because this doesn't just affect Deshaun Watson. It affects DeAndre Hopkins. It affects Will Fuller. And I know in my league, the best team in the league had DeAndre Hopkins. The best team in the league has another league. They have Deshaun Watson. Right? Like, this has how much it can change the standings. All these teams that are bunched up, major loss for these guys.
Look, I have one league where I had a 5-game winning streak. I'm 6-2, and I had Deshaun Watson and Ezekiel Elliott, and now I'm going to be starting Derek Carr and Kenyon Drake. So to a point that we were making yesterday about you know what your playoff roster is, and you know you kind of want to lock it in, and maybe you don't want to be aggressive in these guys. You know, now I'm thinking maybe I spoke too soon on something like that, because you know you want to have depth because you just don't know when somebody's going to go down. I'm celebrating 20 years in the fantasy industry, and I do not recall a season like this in which so many superstar type players have gone down in one year.
Yeah, you know, this is. I said this to you before, Scotty. Like, I always hate people that say, "Oh, we've never seen anything like this." Are people that
you don't want to be a prisoner to the moment?
I don't.
It's not.
But it's not.
It's not. This time, it's not.
I agree. We haven't seen this many top superstars go down.
Yeah, I remember when like Brady suffered that major knee injury. When Peyton Manning had the neck problem, it was the story of the year, and those were almost singular.
Crazy. You got Aaron Rodgers, David Johnson, Odell Beckham, Dalvin Cook.
Even the guys, the rookies, the top rookies, and the veterans.
It's crazy.
Yeah. You can put together an all-star team of players on injured reserve.
Tight end Greg Olsen.
Joe Staley on there. Joe Thomas on there.
Greg Olsen. Yeah.
You legit could put together an all IR team, and it could probably win the damn Super Bowl.
Yeah. Probably so.
And a fantasy championship.
Deshaun Watson wouldn't even be the starting quarterback.
No, he'd be a backup.
Danny Woodhead in the flex.
No, he wouldn't make the team.
Okay. I'm doing that for Matt. He's not here.
We take a break. When we come back, we take a look at Thursday night football between the Jets and the Bills. A frustrating night for me, who played Tyrod Taylor. We'll talk about that when we come back next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Hey! Roto Expert, sponsored by DX Racer. The king, the fantasy executive, myself, hanging out with you today. Who's filling in for Matt on the Frenzy on a Friday?
Oh, we got Mike Blewett coming in. So the homie Mike Blewett, who is the host of Roto Experts, the weekend edition. So he'll be in here rocking with us on the Friday, getting ready for the Frenzy. Right quick, Greg.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
David Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Dalvin Cook.
Yep.
Odell Beckham.
Yes.
Julian Edelman.
Okay.
Greg Olson.
I need another wide receiver, right?
Joe Thomas.
I need a couple more wide receivers.
Jason Peters. This is legit.
It's a line here.
Pierre Garçon.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mike Lapati.
Oh my God.
Marshall Yanda. Zach Street.
Offensive line's sick.
Arik Armstead from 49ers.
Yeah.
Jonathan Allen. J.J. Watt.
Oh God.
Cliff Averill. Whitney Mercellus.
Merciless.
Jarrell Freeman. Denzel Perriman, Steven Nelson, Delvin Breu for the Saints. He's a good player. Jason Verrett.
Ooh.
Eric Berry.
You know what's crazy?
Malik Hooker.
Oh, my God.
That team would win the Super Bowl.
Wait a minute. Corey, Dan Bailey.
Well, he's not on IR, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that team would win the Super Bowl.
Cairo Santos is on IR, I guess.
That team would win the Super Bowl.
100%.
Yeah.
And do you realize that our backup quarterbacks to Aaron Rodgers are Andrew Luck and Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, that's our backup quarterback. It's crazy.
Crazy, man. Absolutely.
Quite a quarterback crew.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Absolutely freaking nuts. We could have Darren Sproles on the flex. It's PPR.
Have return kicks, right?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let's get to the Bills and the Jets from Thursday night. The Bills fell to the Jets 34-21. The Jets thoroughly dominated this game. I truly mean that. Their defense was excellent for the most of the night. Josh McCown threw for 140 and a touchdown, also ran one in. Matt Forte, I keep asking about this guy. Nobody wants to start Matt Forte, but two touchdowns last night. He looked good with the football, 77 yards on the ground. Bilal Powell had 9 carries for 74 yards on the ground. He had 2 long runs, neither of which got in the end zone. And the guy that got the start, his name was Elijah McGuire. He had 13 carries, but he looked significantly worse than
Bilal
Powell.
Yeah, he got most of his yardage in garbage time.
Yeah.
I disagree that Matt Forte looked good.
Really?
Yeah, I do. You know, watching the game last night, I think it was just awful, awful tackling and, you know, fundamentals by the Buffalo Bills. They should be embarrassed because Matt Forte is still at the point where he's getting opportunity. And when he complained to the media, too, about them not running the ball, but he's still getting opportunity in the passing game. Matt Forte still got vision and a little juke. He's got no burst. He's got no authority. Adrian Peterson even runs better than he does right now. It's just like, you know, it looked like, how could you not tackle this guy? Bilal Powell ran with a lot more burst and is the better running back right now. I wouldn't have any illusions about Matt Forte repeating this kind of rushing performance going forward, but he's still going to be relevant in the passing game.
I still think that's the Jet running back to start is Matt Forte.
I agree.
Because he's catching passes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's catching passes. He's scoring touchdowns.
That he's doing. I think the touchdowns are not going to keep up.
I don't know, man.
Those were his first two of the year.
I get it, but he had him now.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not taking it away, of course.
Can't do that.
But you can't do that. Exactly. You're right. But I just think when they were whiffing on him last night, I was like, how do you not tackle that guy?
He looked good.
I don't think so.
I disagree.
I think it was really bad, bad defensive play by the Buffalo Bills.
And that's fine. That's fine. Maybe Matt Forte just looked good. And
he's still got some talent. Like, he can make people miss elusive, but that guy has no burst left.
All right. Yeah, I agree. Matt Forte, I can start, Corey. Like, we keep poo-pooing on this dude. He's startable.
He's the guy.
You know what's crazy? So one guy in my league started Josh McCown last night, started Austin Safarian Jenkins last night, 2 for 20, and he got screwed out of another touchdown.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Like, unbelievably screwed out of that touchdown. Started Robbie Anderson, 4 for 48 in a touchdown. It's 3 Jets he started, and he had Matt Forte on the bench.
That's crazy.
Bye week, you know.
Exactly.
Gotta do that.
100%.
I started Robbie Anderson over T.Y. Hilton this week.
Robbie Anderson was a good start.
Yeah. Robbie Anderson is definitely a good start. Yeah. 448 and a touchdown, 5 targets. Robbie Anderson has really come on strong as of late.
I was worried about him because in the offseason, he had a lot of foolishness going on.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Didn't he get arrested?
I'm not positive about that, but he was talking a lot.
It was a lot going on him. I think he might have got arrested, or he might have had a run-in with 12 or something like that. So I was like, I don't really know if the kid was ready to play football. You feel what I'm saying? But nah, he's getting it done right now, and he's like an every week starter.
He was arrested in May in Miami.
In Miami,
he was arrested in Miami with fighting security after being told to leave. He refused to leave. He was told to sit on the ground. He tensed his body, pushed the lieutenant, and continued to fight with police. Wait, security.
This is security or like the police?
He was at a music festival in Miami. He pushed a police officer, it says, during a dispute. After security told Anderson he had to leave. So he was charged with felony resisting an officer with violence, plus a misdemeanor court of obstruction.
I gave him a felony for that?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's South Florida, though. They don't generally like the Jets, so.
That could be worse. Like,
the police
That was
you don't have to give him a felony for that. This is not.
The police officer is probably
that.
Like.
This is not. This is for another program.
You know what?
The police officer.
that comes your way 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Police officer. The police officer is probably like, Jets suck, you know. Dolphins fan, you know.
Anyway, I think that ultimately, given a worse offseason, that wasn't as bad as I thought the rest was. But Robbie Anderson's come on strong over his last few games. He's scored a touchdown in each of his last three games. He's proven to be a big weapon for the Jets on the year. 31 receptions, 483 yards, 4 touchdowns. Not spectacular across the board, but he's really come on strong. He looks good. Only 24 years old, Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, Robbie Anderson's looking good. I mean, looking well, playing well. He's getting the job done right now, so I would not hesitate about putting Robbie Anderson in my line. And you Curse, didn't? Too!
Jermaine Curse, I would. 2 for 38.
All right.
2 for 38 last night. Did lead the team in targets with 6 back-to-back games, Corey. Like, let me read you his last 4 games. 1 for 29, didn't have a touchdown. That was his only catch. 1 for 29, 2 for 14, 2 for 38.
He's becoming touchdown dependent.
I will hesitate to put Jermaine Curse in my life.
Yeah, Jermaine Curse has always been a better NFL player than a football player. They get him there for his blocking, you know, things like that.
For a little while this year, he was a very good fantasy player.
He was a little above expectations, but I thought Robbie Anderson is the kind of guy that he's going to be a big play guy. You hope. You get a lot of consistency, though, as a regular pass catcher.
Oh, my goodness.
So, like I said, the Jets thoroughly dominated this game.
They did.
Like, thoroughly.
The final score does not indicate how far apart it was.
Not at all.
It's like I started the Bills defense, and they got me a minus 3. I was just saying, the Jets had 7 sacks and 3 turnovers.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
They can't play that.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Like, before the season, who would have thought that the Jets would be 4-5 and maybe a 500 ball club, and the Giants would be 1-6?
You know what's crazy? The Jets, because of how many points they let up.
7. Corey very much like loves that correction.
It's not a correction. He's just saying 1-7 for the loss this Sunday, he expects, yep. I think. They are, in fact, 1-6, Scott.
Yeah,
it actually is annoying for the Jets, who wound up in my league at least with 13 points. It should have been a lot more because all those points they left at the end is BS.
Yeah, like the garbage time points. Which, although you know that late touchdown pass by Tyrod Taylor was a beauty. You know, he dropped it on a dime.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Look,
unbelievable.
Somebody would play Zay Jones versus me.
Really?
Yeah, amazing.
See, it's funny. In my league, the dude that had Kelvin Benjamin was going to just like, oh my God, I don't have Kelvin Benjamin tonight. Let me just go pick up Zay Jones. And I was like, nah.
And he scored for the first time in his career.
I also called the ball for the first time.
There was almost a very scary injury with him, and he actually came back in the game.
Yeah, came back after.
But you know what, though? I know you have said you played against Tyrod Taylor, but you can overcome that and still win, and it's one player in one game, and. You know, if on Monday you already won a new game, you'll forgot about it.
Yeah, of course I would. But we're going to get in to Tyrod Taylor's game here in just a moment. When we come back from the break, I don't want to rush it. But Zay Jones last night, best game of his career by a mile, 6 for 53 on 7 targets and a touchdown. He left the game. He came back. Corey, maybe there's just a little less pressure on Zay Jones now that Kelvin Benjamin's in town.
Kelvin Benjamin, you got Jordan Matthews back healthy too, so that could be the case. I think the Buffalo Bills offense is just playing good.
Just playing good.
Well, they can. I mean, like,
they lost to the Jets last night.
I know, but their offense will improve.
Okay,
I can see that because the defense was a lot at fault, and there were a lot of turnovers. But they're actually throughout the course of the game, like I see where Corey's coming from. Like when the game was competitive, the offense was very, very sloppy. But, You know, I think they get better than this because Tyrod Taylor's made a lot out of nothing.
He certainly has. Big letdown game on a Thursday night in a division game. That's what happened here for the Bills. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk about Tyrod Taylor. We're talking about LeSean McCoy and what we can expect from Kelvin Benjamin and all the other headlines from yesterday. We'll also preview every game for this weekend over the next few minutes. This is the Roto Expert, sponsored by DX Racer.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Taylor, for most of the game on Thursday night, stunk. His offense, which today is pretty good, stunk. It was horrible.
Yeah, but they make plays.
Yeah, in garbage time, which for fantasy counts just as much as the rest of the game. Taylor finishes with 285-2, also rushes for a touchdown, and this is why we have said on multiple occasions on the show, Tyrod Taylor's a dude you want right now. It's a dude you want to start right now. It's a dude you want to play right now. And he got it done in fantasy football.
Yeah, I'd like Tyrod Taylor moving forward. If you're in a 12-team league, Tyrod Taylor's a starter every week. I got it now. As I say that, I have teams with Tyrod Taylor and his 35 points sitting on my bench. You feel what I'm saying? So that's unfortunate. But I got Matthew Stafford for it yet to go in a good matchup. Matthew Stafford dominates the Green Bay Packers defense anyway. So, listen. You got quarterback issues with Watson or whatever. The first name you want is Tyrod Taylor. The problem is he's probably gone already. You feel what I'm saying?
Correct.
And then after that, maybe I would go, if I'm in like the quarterback stream mode, if McCown and Taylor are not there, I would say the next guy I would go to would be Huntley.
And that's what Scott said too. Well, that's just an article on Sports
actually,
Grid.
Yeah, I got an article on Sports Grid this morning where I ranked the top 9 QBs that you should target. And most of them in trades, because that's probably what you're going to have to do to replace Deshaun Watson. And Taylor is my number one. He's always consistently underrated. Yes, he got points in garbage time last night. But when the game flow is regular, he puts up the points. You can get Jameis Winston. You can buy on him. You can buy on Marcus Mariota right now.
I don't know about the Mariota thing.
I do know. I like the Mariota thing, but I'll tell you why. Because he's got a week off. The hamstring is pretty much healed, and he's coming off of a game where he didn't throw a touchdown pass against Cleveland. You can probably get him for next to nothing in a trade, I think. And this offense is getting healthy again. Now, look, Corey, I know he's got injury problems himself, but you know we got to look shorter term. Two as well, long term. I think when Mariota's healthy, he's going to put up better numbers.
If you're looking to buy Mariota, he's got Baltimore this week, so it starts ugly. Then in Cincinnati, wait a minute. Did they just play Baltimore, right? No, they played Baltimore this week. Yeah, they had to buy last week. So it's Baltimore, then it's Cincinnati, then it's Pittsburgh in that secondary. But then from weeks 12 to 16, Indianapolis, Houston, Arizona, and San Francisco.
Right. So it's balanced.
This dude stay hurt to me, you know what I'm saying? And Tennessee is not the team I thought they would be.
Yeah, but you know what, though, as we've seen with Watson, anybody can get hurt in any week.
Yeah.
And Corey, maybe you want to grab your friend Jameis Winston here because, you know, here's a guy that you can buy on too, because the perception is, and it's all about the way you sell it, is that he's got a hurt shoulder, although he was throwing in practice yesterday, but... And he's making bad decisions, but he's a gunslinger, and he's going to continue to gun it, and you can buy on him right now.
I like him this week versus the Saints.
Yeah, it's a good time to buy. I think it's going to be an up-and-down game against the Saints. That's a very opportunistic defense. I think it's like a two-touchdown, two-interception, 275-yard kind of game.
Would you buy Ben Roethlisberger?
He's lower on my list. He's lower on my list of my top 9 on Sports Grid. Maybe not the ideal guy that you want, but he is coming off a 300-yard game, and he does have weapons, so I'm okay with it. But he does have a bye this week, and Greg and I talked about this, Corey. You get Rivers or you get Roethlisberger, and you stream a Hundley this week.
I got him on my bench, and I'm going to offer him to the Deshaun Watson owner ASAP.
As you should.
Hundley?
Nah, look, I'm about to say LeGarrette Blount. What the hell?
Roethlisberger?
Anybody didn't even talk about LeGarrette Blount.
You're thinking of your lineup decision there. That's why.
Ben Roethlisberger, yeah.
Yeah, I would do it. And you know what? Here's the good thing, and I talked about this with Greg in the first hour, Corey. You're at a position of strength. The guy who is
maybe not.
Yeah. See, he's allowed to touch him.
I tipped earlier.
I've always tipped. I give it in advance. I send it via PayPal. But you're in a position of strength if you're the one that's giving up the quarterback, because you can ask for more and like sell it like, look, you really need this, and you can get a solid starter, maybe not a superstar.
The
return.
Problem is that the league where
the guy who lost the quarterback is always in a disadvantageous position.
Well, the league where I have Roethlisberger and was thinking about moving him, the dude that has Deshaun Watson. His quarterback, his other quarterback is Drew Brees.
I think so, he'll be okay.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Yeah. He doesn't need Ben Roethlisberger. No,
he doesn't need Josh McCown either.
Hey, also in that Bills-Jets game from Thursday, LeSean McCoy carried the ball 12 times, 25 yards total. He also didn't catch a pass. That's a brutal night from LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, it's just like, you want to say he was scripted, yeah. But he wasn't involved in the passing game at all.
No.
Which is unusual. He had one of the prettiest runs you'll ever see, but that doesn't mean anything for fantasy.
Yeah, he still can. Yeah. I mean, it shows you that he still can get it.
But you know what,
runs
though?
Excellent, but if it's bad.
Yeah, he had a dud.
I think he was damn. But yeah, what
he'll
you going to do?
Back.
He'd be fine. Shady.
Aftermath.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I like looking
like how you guys paired up for that.
I like looking the Corey Parson fantasy executive at the top of the standings. I like seeing that.
That's nice. All right, Zay Jones, as I said, career high, 6 for 53. He also got in the end zone with a touchdown. And your boy Deontay Thompson followed up a nothing week in garbage time with 7 for 81 and a touchdown on 10 targets. That's probably the end of him with Kelvin Benjamin back
though. I would think so, too.
Yeah, I think the top two, and Jordan Matthews had a bad fumble last night. You know, all of a sudden now, this might be morphing into an even better passing offense for Tyrod Taylor, because you could have Benjamin as your number one, Zay Jones, if he keeps playing like that, is your number two, and then he's got Jordan Matthews as a number three, and Deontay Thompson as a number four as an occasional field stretcher. All of a sudden, maybe this receiving crew is looking better when it's looked so bad all season.
They've
if I told you before the season, if they had those four guys, Corey, wouldn't you say that's a pretty good receiving crew?
They've improved their team, but they got to beat the Jets. They can't. They got a chance to send this franchise to the playoffs. You got to come into the Meadowlands and hammer the Jets.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about for fantasy. I agree with you. You know, that's a game like, I forgot which player said it last night. One of the defensive guys. I can't remember when they were interviewing, and he said exactly what Corey said. He said, we were getting national attention, and we went on national TV, and we didn't deliver. So, you know, now the nation's not as impressed with them. But, you know, to that point, if I told you before the season, Greg, that, you know, they had Kelvin Benjamin, Jordan Matthews, Zay Jones, and a pretty good fourth wide receiver for, you know, as a field stretcher, you know, we wouldn't be talking about how desolate. All of a sudden, this receiving crew has gone from desolate to maybe more than respectable.
Oh, I'm not going to go with more than respectable, but I'm going to go with
pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay.
What are you saying? I like it.
Larry. Sorry, we'll stop. We'll stop now.
We would just talk about McCoy.
Charles Clay, by the way, can be back as soon as next week. Charles Clay's out there. You picking him up, Scotty?
Yeah, because when he comes back, he's going to morph back into an every week tight end. You know, and also CJ Vidor, which is coming back in week 10. So there's something else if you're desperate for tight end help.
Yeah, I think so too. I think he's out there. You pick him back up. Obviously, there's a report here between Charles Clay and Tyrod Taylor. There's something there to watch. So I totally agree with you, Scotty.
I'm trying to decide whether I like Tyler Higbee or Gerald Everett better for this.
See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, you want to get the tight end. Every tight end is scoring against the Giants. Every single
Maybe
one.
Maybe both of them will score.
Maybe. But I think the one that's going to score is Cooper Kupp. I think think Cooper Kupp scores.
Sammy Watkins.
Oh, I told you.
All three of them. All four of them might score.
Everybody scores. You get a touchdown. You get a touchdown.
I like
you
Goff and Daly this week. I'm going to use them at rotoexperts.com/DKMS.
The game's in New York, I think.
Okay.
The game's in New York.
There's a lot going on this weekend.
Well, the Giants game? Is that a lot going on?
The Giants game, the marathon, lineup block live. You know what I'm saying? I may have to, you know.
Giants play every week, and Night of Black Live airs every week.
I got to get here Sunday morning, you know what I'm saying? At by 9 something.
I like that it's by 9 something. The show starts at 9 a.m. I have to be here at 9 something.
It's 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. You know what my Saturday night is?
Would you like to tell us?
No.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
That's an off-air conversation.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gabe Morrissey. I wonder if he's awake.
Okay, one really big piece of news from yesterday we haven't really gotten to speak about, gentlemen. I want to do it before we go game by game. And that's with Pierre Garçon. Pierre Garçon, I literally had in my notes, on the wrong side of questionable this week. By the time I... We got to my friend's house to watch the game, my friend's apartment to watch the game last night. He was now out for the year. Pierre Garçon placed on injured reserve last night with what's been deemed as a neck injury. It's a disaster in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think that they are the worst team in the league.
I think they're worse than the Browns, too.
Yeah, they are. The Browns are more competitive on a week-to-week basis, it seems. Although San Francisco early, they lost a lot of close games.
But I think they lost. I think
recently, the Browns have looked better. But you know, now, it's like if you play in a super deep league, it's like I did pick up Trent Taylor in one spot, you know, because you know they've been giving him some looks. You know, Goodwin's capable of maybe in garbage time a decent stat line here and there, and Aldrick Robinson has some. Very, very remotely deep touchdown potential. Somebody's going to have to emerge from this if Garoppolo's going to start.
Yeah, I think so. I think the answer may just be George Kittle. I think George Kittle could emerge. I think
it's possible catcher, maybe a wide receiver and a tight end become.
Yeah, yeah. It's
worthy of an ad.
It's possible. Yeah. I think George Kittle would be the one guy that I would point out.
Trent Taylor's like my guy in the wide receiving group.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. I'm fine with that. Let's see here. Is there anything else pressing? It seems to be that there's a very good chance that Jordan Reed and Jameson Crowder don't play. We know Jordan Reed's not going to play. Yeah. Jameson Crowder very well may not play either.
Yeah, so you got to love Vernon Davis. You got to love Chris Thompson this week.
All right, we take a break. When we come back,
Nas.
We're going to go game by game and give you a preview. We're also going to let you know who we like in Survivor this week, too. So stick around. Roto Action continues on right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Okay. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts game by game preview here. We're going to let you know what we think every matchup in every game. Tennessee versus Baltimore. Let's make some picks as well, guys. Fantasy analysis and some picks for you here on the Roto Experts presented by DX Racer. Before we do, though, remember to go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS to learn more about donating bone marrow to stop and prevent blood cancer. Those that have it, they need your help. You can literally save a life by donating your blood to someone else. All the information is located at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. You can learn more there. You can also scroll to the bottom of the page, participate in a daily fantasy contest. And when you do, you can qualify for a trip to the Super Bowl. How do you play? It's all free. You go to the website. and participate in a game any of the first 16 weeks of NFL season. And then you go to week 17, you win that, you go to the Super Bowl. Also, you want to go to the big game in Minnesota, you can just participate in our Big Game Trivia Challenge, also sponsored by DKMS. That takes place each and every day starting on Monday here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So make sure you're listening in, you're finding out when we're playing, you answer the questions right, four in a row, you head to the big game. All right, gentlemen, Tennessee and Baltimore. We're just talking about Marcus Mariota off the bye. Baltimore coming off a mini bye as well as they played last Thursday. Joe Flacco looks like he is going to play. Scotty, what do you think of this one?
I think, you know, where you can attack Tennessee is in the secondary, but really that Baltimore doesn't have the options to do that. I think Alex Collins can have a decent game, but I think Baltimore's defense is going to spend a lot of time on the field. I think DeMarco Murray is going to surprise some people by the really good game he's going to have this week. He's healthy again, and the Baltimore defense is going to spend a lot of time on the field.
I think that I don't like Marcus Mariota as a start this week. I think you got to be careful putting Mariota out there. The Baltimore Ravens do not give up fantasy points to the quarterback. So I do think this is one of the games where they try to rely on and run more, especially at home. So I think that you got to get your guys going out there. As far as Alex Collins, I'm to the point now where I'm like, okay, I'm watching now. I think it's fugazi, as a spitting statistician would say. But everybody's talking him up, so y'all got my attention. And so let's see what the kid can do.
We saw what we can do last week.
What do you got? What's your pick?
Tennessee gets this one,
Scotty?
Yeah, Tennessee.
All right, both taking Tennessee. New Orleans is hosting Tampa Bay. It's a new New Orleans team. Drew Brees is not a top 10 quarterback in fantasy football. Hosts a banged up Jameis Winston here. He's over. Jameis Winston in Tampa. Big game in New Orleans this week, Corey.
Yeah, big game. What's the fellas called? The Buccaneers. If they want to get back into this thing, they got to come in here and get a division victory so they can go ahead and kind of salvage their season and maybe
definitely
make a run in the second half, much like they did last year. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it all comes down to the right shoulder of Jameis Winston. He's the guy. So I think that you have your normal producers in this one as far as fantasy goes. You know, the guys that we normally start, you roll them out there with no problem. I would say, though, that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win this game.
Yeah, I think New Orleans definitely wins this game. Tampa Bay, they have the worst secondary right here. And even though the Saints are running the ball, what they do in the NFL, if you see a weakness, you exploit it, and they're going to exploit that secondary. Michael Thomas could have one of his best games of the season this week. On the other side, Doug Martin, I think they're going to give volume to maybe try and control the clock there, you know, to some degree. With Jameis, the shoulder is getting better, but the decision-making is not, and that's not a good thing against an opportunistic secondary and defense. So I think Jameis can give you an okay game, but I think New Orleans definitely wins this game at home.
Yeah, I think Tampa wins a shootout.
The defense collapses for New Orleans here.
I just think Tampa. I always like to bet on the team with their back pushed furthest against the wall.
Okay.
And Tampa is that team. So Tampa's going to come out like Tampa. Even if Drew Brees is lighting that secondary up, Jameis is going to have to match him because their season's on the line.
Yeah, but Jameis will get picked and Brees won't.
I just need him to throw touchdowns.
I think it'll be a close game to your point because it is divisional. But I just don't think Tampa Bay can win this one.
Okay. The New York Giants host the Los Angeles Rams. Scott, I know we pointed out just a moment ago that we think all these Rams have a good chance of scoring touchdowns this week, from Sammy Watkins to Robert Woods to Cooper Kupp to Gerald Everett to Tyler Higbee. We all expect them to score a touchdown this week. Do you think the Rams blow out the Giants?
I think it's kind of like the game against Seattle before the bye. In a way, I think Jared Goff is a great start on rotoexperts.com/DKMS. I think Watkins can have that blow-up game, maybe. Cooper Kupp, you could have like a 7-for-70 kind of game and maybe a touchdown. Robert Woods, if you're looking for help at wide receiver. Not all of them are going to eat, but I think, you know, you can't sit there and worry about that. I think if you're desperate for tight end help, Tyler Higbee, probably get more catches, and Everett's got the better shot of a touchdown. This could be another huge week for Todd Gurley. From the Giants' side, that offensive line against that pass rush is just not a good thing, but Engram will be okay.
I would for fantasy purposes, I would say, can you start a New York Giant running back?
No.
All right, so don't worry about that. Get those stiffs out your lineup. And as far as Evan Engram is a must start, obviously, and the other kid, Shepard, be back this week. So you want to get both those guys out there and see what they can do. Like I said, I like Watkins this week. Don't like Watkins moving forward, but I like Watkins this week.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Giants could get a victory right here.
You pick the Giants? Oh, but I know
I'm not going to pick the Giants. Okay. I'm not going to pick them. I think they can get a victory here, though. I wouldn't mind because the Rams are a team that's going to be in that wild card mix in the NFC.
Let me ask you guys this. It's not related to the games this Sunday, but it's like a fantasy ruling, and I felt like you guys would be very, very helpful in this. I know you're not the fantasy judge, but you know I think it would be helpful anyway.
Yeah.
So in my league...
Did that gimmick work, the fantasy judge?
I don't know.
I guess we'd have to ask him.
In my league, there's a fine system. If you screw up and you start a player that is inactive, you get fined.
Mm-hmm.
It's a common thing.
I like that.
Oh, Kelvin Benjamin last night don't count.
That's the question.
No,
Kelvin
Benjamin
doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
Why not? He was fine. I mean, he was announced as inactive.
Two
hours before game time. He was also 50-50 all day. It wasn't like this came out of nowhere. Like we've talked about it on the air. There's a chance Kelvin Benjamin didn't play.
You should be watching for the inactives. I'm with it.
So you say the fine should be instituted.
Yes.
You say there should not be instituted.
Well, what was the West homeboy excuse? All homegirl.
I haven't talked to him, but I assume he just didn't see it. He obviously
missed it. It depends on how you guys list the rule and interpret the rule. It's like how hard and fast are you with the rule? You know, is it in the league bylaws?
It's in the league bylaws that there's a fine if you start an active player.
Then if that's the rule, then that's the rule. If it doesn't say anything about, you know,
yeah, but they don't got to be like Roger Goodell with it though.
But what I'm saying is though, you got rules to go by.
Sure, so, but my concern would be
if you're going to bend the rules for everything, then just you know what do you have?
So I totally understand that you're saying you know excuses don't matter. And again, I don't know where this person was. Like he lives on the West Coast, like. Maybe in a meeting. They didn't have his phone on him for 2 hours. I don't know.
He could have been performing a surgery on somebody.
Sure. He could have been on an airplane without
all
service.
Right. There is what's the reason, you know, kind of thing. If like it was a family emergency or
correct.
He was ill or something like that, then you relax.
What's
I'm
the
not,
fine?
I'm not saying, but...
I think that's $25.
But if he just said, well, you know what, though? It's like I was out of dinner and I didn't pay attention, so...
Yeah. Why would he tell you that?
He wasn't at dinner because it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He's on the West Coast,
right?
So he wasn't at dinner.
Whatever, lunch, dinner, brunch. I don't care.
Sure,
yeah, that's what I mean.
But what if he's working? What if he's working?
I don't know. You're gonna have to talk to him and find out.
Well, this is why I wanted to get your
guys. You know what though? It's like if I'm in that league and it's a serious league, it really depends. You know, I'll know that I at least have to run to the bathroom at like. You know, maybe it's 7 o'clock and check the inactives. So,
why do you not go to the bathroom to do that?
Because maybe you know his job like kind of frowns on that, you know, or something like that. There are workplaces that frown on fantasy football. We've heard the stories. I'm just saying, you should take 5 minutes to check if a guy's active or inactive.
Listen, if your workplace, people better not workplaces frown on fantasy football. But people don't come for my money, y'all.
They ban them. They ban the websites.
They have. There's been these stories.
Sure.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, there are a lot of friends that cannot access like ESPN or Yahoo or CBS on their work computers.
So what I'm saying is ultimately, unless it was like an illness or an emergency or something like that, the fine stands.
But they can access... No, let me not say that. Other websites, they can access it more. That way. Oh, goodness.
Going back to this, though, guys, Philadelphia and Denver, good game here. I know you're rooting for Denver pretty hardcore. It's the return of, wait for it, Barack Osweiler.
I just wanted to hear you say that. That's all.
The Brockett ship in Philadelphia this weekend, right?
Yep.
So it's going to be interesting. No fly zone.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz, Jay Ajayi. It's a lot of moving pieces in this game right here. Bottom line of the matter is going to come down to all the Denver Broncos going to be able to run the football. And probably against the Philadelphia Eagle defense, like more than likely not. But Scott made excellent points yesterday, and I kind of was like, where are you going with this? The Devontae Booker thing this week is intriguing because he can catch the football out of the backfield. So I could see a spot start of Booker. I wouldn't feel comfortable about it, and I'm a Booker guy. You feel what I'm saying? But as long as CJ Anderson's starting running back, you're not going to be 100% comfortable with that. But CJ Anderson should be on your bench this week. if you can if you have the if you can afford it with these teams on the bye. Yeah.
Scott, you.
I mean, we're picking up so many bum ass running backs right now. Would you start Alex Collins or Rod Smith, or you know what I'm saying, over C.J. Anderson?
I would start Alex Collins over C.J. Anderson.
Not
yes.
Rod Smith.
Rod Smith's not startable to me.
Would you start Kenyon Drake over Rod Smith?
I would start Kenyon Drake. I mean, over all of those guys.
Would you start Kenyon Drake over C.J. Anderson?
Yes, I am.
Are you starting Devontae Booker over C.J. Anderson?
No,
I wouldn't do that.
So you took that back. You took it back yesterday.
I wanted to think about it, but you know, well, you guys made some good points.
No, Burns digging in the crates this morning.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to the all-in kid Jake Seeley, and we'll wrap up the Roto Express presented by DX Racer coming up next.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
We are back here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey Parson, replaced by the man that is filling in for Matt Mozeika today. It's Mike Blewett, host of the Roto Experts on the weekends. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
I'm doing very well,
it's
man.
Great to see you, as always. Yeah.
It's not just you that is joining the program right now. Yeah. We're joined by the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, as well. Jakey! We don't have Jakey.
No, I got to say, though, you know, this is cool for me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not just saying this, and anybody can say what they want. I work with two of the best hosts in the business, and they're both right here with me.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Thank you so kind.
You guys are two of the best at what you do.
Thank you very much.
To have you on the same set is awesome.
Well, you also have the all-in kid on the set as well. What's up, Jake?
What's up? Yeah, I'm second fiddle.
No, I meant host, not analyst.
I know what you meant, Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't host the award-winning On Target or anything. It's cool.
Well, I'm not on that show. It's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just busting with you, Scott. I love you, Scott.
The award-winning On Target. We'll see if it wins another award this year, Jake. Award season's coming soon, right? Isn't that how it works?
I know. I got tough competition now, though, because you got Best Friends Forever.
Yeah.
And Football
Usually
Frenzy.
That's in December.
If the DFFs won an award, that would be something.
Holy cow.
This station would turn upside down. I can promise you
in
that.
In many, many ways, it would turn upside
Look,
down.
There's a lot of entertainment value there.
There is. Is there a reward for most
entertainment? EY would have to be there.
It would change the paradigm. As they say,
I gotta get somebody on this. I gotta get like Frank and Florio.
I'll campaign.
This.
I'll hand out flyers.
Can you?
Yeah,
I can campaign. I have a lot of influence with those kind of things.
Can you campaign with BFFs? Like,
yes, I
know. I'm also on this show with you, but like, you can campaign with BFFs.
You can't campaign for
Roto
awards, Experts but I can nominate you.
Appreciate
Roto Experts is one. On Target is one. We need to get one for BFFs.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I would vote for that just to see it. I would vote for you.
I would too.
We would throw some party here in 2034. Jake and Mike, I haven't talked to either of you guys about this. You were on the air, Jake, when the news broke with Deshaun Watson. We talked a lot about the quarterbacks and how you replaced him, particularly this week. But the bigger question to me is going forward, it's not even at the quarterback position, it's with the wide receivers. It's with specifically Will Fuller and, of course, DeAndre Hopkins. How much does this hurt their value, Jake?
It's significantly huge. Yeah. If you look at DeAndre Hopkins last year, look at the fact DeAndre Hopkins wasn't a wide receiver one even. And now he's been playing a lot better this season. I don't know if it's all Deshaun Watson. Some of it might be the offense, so I'm not going to go crazy and say he deserves to be a wide receiver three. But I would say he's on the fringe wide receiver one level right now. Will Fuller goes from basically – what, top 10 past couple weeks, number one, honestly, if you want to talk about fantasy. But he goes from a must start because of his potential to now I would say he's a fringe starter. Somebody was asking me if they could drop him in a 10-team league, and I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, you definitely can't start him with confidence now.
In a 10-team league, I think it's really, really interesting. I mean, I think you give it a week to play out, Mike, but yes, it's in a 10-team league, it's really, really intriguing to potentially drop him. Of course, who are you dropping him for and all that? Seven touchdowns, 13 catches. We all know the stats by now. That is not sustainable in general. Certainly not sustainable with Tom Savage.
Yeah, so I think some people will try to sell you as to the game logs of Tom Savage and there being still a heavily targeted DeAndre Hopkins, but it was far less efficient. To Jake's point, it's a really significant hit. I would be along the lines with you. Just give it a week to play out. Maybe they've made some adjustments in the passing game that Savage can kind of fall in line with what Watson was doing, but that is a huge stretch and a huge leap and more of a guesswork than anything else. So unfortunately, I'm with you. I think you give it a week to play out and then see what Fuller's got.
Look, when those numbers were way down last year, it was Brock Osweiler, and nobody's that bad. Guy can't throw a simple back shoulder fade. In 2015, Brock Osweiler was not there, and DeAndre Hopkins had a huge season with Brian Hoyer, TJ Yates. It was a bad quarterback situation. He still put up the numbers. I think we do have to give Savage a little bit of rope here. Obviously, the value gets knocked down, but I'm not cutting Will Fuller just yet.
We are done for this week. Thank you so much for watching and listening to the Roto Experts presented by DX Racing. Coming up next, the Fantasy Football Frenzy with Corey Parson, the Fantasy Executive, with Mike Blewett, and with the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. Have a fantastic, fantastic weekend. Good luck in week number 9 for the King, Scott Angle, for Mike and Jake, and of course, for Corey as well. I'm Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for watching. We will see you on Monday. Good luck, everybody. Bye-bye.